Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are delighted to welcome you to another exciting edition of Radio Biafra live broadcast from our studios here in London on this very day, the 20th of December in the year of our Lord 2013. The time now in London is precisely 6 p.m. in the evening. Where we come from in Biafra land, on whose accord and notice that we are here. The time is 7 p.m. in the evening. Depending on where you are in the world, the time may be different. But this is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you wherever you are. We say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and we say good night to some of you, because we are listened to in every part of the world. Hopefully some people would have been expecting to hear me broadcasting from Munich in Germany this very evening, but it wasn't possible. Something happened at the airport this morning for which made it impossible for me to travel. It's nothing serious, but it was sufficient to derail my trip, and hopefully we shall be with them tomorrow in Stuttgart, God willing. No, in Frankfurt, not Stuttgart. Stuttgart is coming later, in Frankfurt. So those of them who have been waiting to receive Radio Biafra in Munich, we do apologize. Something came up and it was unforeseen, and that derailed our movement. In fact, for the duration of the entire day, I drove for nearly, say, 10 hours, constant driving for about 10 hours, driving from London to Manchester and then back is not easy at all, I can tell you. I like driving, but not this type of driving, no. It's been very, very hectic. So once again, we welcome you. If I sound a bit off, it's because I've not been able to sleep for nearly 26 hours and counting. Please, you must bear with me. But to ensure that nothing happens, to ensure that we are on track and that nothing goes wrong, I have Barista Mamezu with me. And so also is Karomonde as well, to ensure that regardless of how fatigued I am, regardless of how can I put it, drained of energy, and we come across, there are people around here to give us the necessary boost required to make sure that the high-octane broadcast that is Radio Biafra continues unabated. You will tell your friends, as always, as we remind you, to please, 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 please tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go and download Radio Biafra app. They can get it on Android as well as iTunes as well, for those of them on every product made by Apple. If you go to your iPad, your iPhone, and all the rest of it, you should be able to get Radio Biafra. Download the app on your system, and Radio Biafra is there for you. But as the Mamezu's line is slightly digital, as he will say, we ask him to please come to us via the studio line if he can. Come to us via the studio line if you can, Barista Mamezu. We don't know what is wrong with the phone. Everything is playing up, as a matter of fact. And we also have Carol Monday. Carol, please, before I come to you, I must first of all go to Barista Mamezu to please acknowledge our people who are all over the world listening this very evening, please. Barista.
Thank you, Director. And good evening, dear friends. Wherever you are, friends of Biafra, and those who have the interest of Biafra's attack, we welcome you this evening. Broadcasts, and we hope we are going to have good interactions, as we usually do. As always, please get your pen and paper, and make sure, we say this every day, but of course you find some few people who will always do well when they are called upon to speak. Instead, they'll be listening to their voices. We are here to bring Biafra in its entirety and to its fullness. We cannot go back. We cannot disappoint all of you. We cannot even disappoint even a few of you. We cannot disappoint nobody. We will not look back. We welcome you once again. Today is another day for our discussions. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, Barrister Mamezu. And we must, as always, remind our listeners that wherever you are on this planet, this radio station is called Radio Biafra. That means it is different from any other you may have listened to. That means that when you come to Radio Biafra, you hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. When you come to Radio Biafra, we call things the way they are. If it's a spade, we call it a spade. We don't call it a shovel. Anything we say, we report it the way it is. We are not going to relent. We are not ever, ever going to stop bringing the truth to our people. Never. We must report it. Where we get it wrong, we put our hands up and say, hey, we got it wrong, and we apologize for it. But very rarely do we get it wrong. Our mission is to get Biafra. And Biafra must come. Any obstacle on the way of Biafra will be removed, regardless of who it is. We'll be crushed into the ground, and we march on. The stage is set. Very, very shortly, we shall know those who are serious about Biafra and those who are not. But on this radio station, as long as we remain whiter than white, as long as we remain whiter than snow and incorruptible in all that we do, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. Nothing. When people remember Radio Biafra, let them know that we cannot retreat and we cannot surrender. It's either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. If that remains the option that the zoo gives to us, Nigeria will be burnt down to the ground. People should hold us against what we have said. Karomonde, now you please, you may come in. Go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening, Brethren's Worldwide. Yes, we are unstoppable and uncorruptible, as the director said, and that's what Radio Breath is here for. We're here for fairness. Everyone has a voice. Brethren's are democratic. And Facebook, there's a lot of arguments. You know, we invite that. We invite everybody to come in to have a voice, because we, you know, we can always agree to disagree with somebody. Because that's democracy for you. And I also welcome not just Brethren to call in tonight, but anyone who has an opinion, whether it be a foreigner like myself who has an opinion about the human rights violations that are going on within Nigeria, or, you know, or an enemy, you know, one of a Hausa member, anybody who wants to call in and debate with us and ask us questions about what really goes on in Biafra. Tonight. Good evening to the world. This is Carol Monday from London. Good evening.
Thank you very, very much, Carol. Thank you. Once again, wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We say that this is your radio station. I don't know why things keep happening the way they do. I got a very distressing news, of course. Anybody sitting on the sidelines contemplating supporting Radio Biafra or not, contemplating joining the Biafran family where they are or not, contemplating supporting the indigenous people of Biafra in all our endeavors or not, I have a very big news for you this evening. APC, the Boko Haram party, held a rally in Umuahia today, in my village to be precise. The venue of this rally is Ojukwu Bunker. For those that know Umuahia very well, GRA, where Dr. Michael Okpara gave to Biafrans. The last capital and administrative headquarters of Biafra, the last office where Ojukwu sat to give an address to Biafran people, the very last place that the Biafran Bank existed, the very last from the very ground that Ojukwu took off to go to Ivory Coast. APC held a rally there today. APC came to Omuahia to hold a rally in Afara, where I come from, to be precise. They held a rally. And you would not believe those that attended this very event. Ohanaeze Boss was seen in that vicinity and photographed. They were seen in that vicinity and photographed. When we speak, people must understand, we are not against anybody or group of people. We are doing everything we can to bring about the restoration of Biafra. APC held a rally at the last headquarters of Biafra. Amazing. They held a rally where Ojukwu sat to address the world. They held a rally at a place where efforts were being coordinated to ensure the survival of our people. APC came to Ojukwu Bunker. That's what we call it. To hold a rally. And people are wondering what is happening. We are dying slowly. Darkness is covering us as a people. And as Eastern Pilot wrote, and I believe him, I now know the reason why, when you're speaking to younger people, those who were born either at the height of the war or afterwards, if Biafra goes in from one ear, it comes out of the other. There were Hausa Fulani soldiers all over our land. And I'm beginning to believe that over 60% of our people were fathered by Hausa men, Hausa soldiers, when they came. That is why, in Omuahia, it can be the APC was granted permission to come to Ojukwu Bunker, the last Biafran headquarters in Omuahia, to come and do their rally. Is anyone telling me today that at the height of ABGA, formed by Chukwu Asokorie, that he could have gone to Tafawa Balewa's tomb to go and hold a rally? Or go to Sokoto? Or go to Kaduna? Wherever they revere Ahmadu Bello, and go and hold a rally. They will not use bomb. They will use their bare hands to strip the flesh off your body. That is how low we have sunk. When we speak on radio, Biafra people don't understand. They do not understand it. They say you are attacking people. Biafra is more important than everybody, all of us put together. Anybody who presents an obstacle will fall. They can join Nigerian government. They can connive with local criminals. They can go and bring their hired assassins. We will hunt them down one after the other. They must repent whilst there's still time and embrace Biafra. When all these nonsense are happening, how do you think our ancestors are feeling? All those Biafran soldiers, numbering in their millions, that gave their lives, the likes of Onwuatuegwu, that took his 2,000 men to Nsukka and died fighting, than surrender. What do you think they will make of us? Their headquarters, where they served this country, where they gave their lives, where they sacrificed their lives so that you and I can live. APC is holding a rally there. We should be ashamed of ourselves, to be honest. Very, very ashamed of ourselves. Let us go and bring the news or whatever is left of it. Sometimes I wonder who we are. Are we men at all? Or mouse? Who are we? Are we actually worthy to be identified as Biafrans? When I got this very terrible news this evening, I was in a state of shock. I couldn't believe it. I said, they have the pictures of Ohanaeze van packed at the venue of APC rally in Omuahia, Ojukwu Bunker. Go and ask them, they will tell you. Ask them what Ohanaeze boss was doing there. Their van, they have. terrible things are happening. Terrible, terrible things. And these are the signs that shows us how weak and imbecilic we have become as a people. This now goes to prove that all those born by these Hausa men that come into our land are incapable of reason. They cannot reason properly. They cannot. Ojukwu Bunker, of all places, the last Biafran headquarters, the capital of Biafra, the last capital of Biafra. APC held a rally there. We must go to bring the news headlines and accompany this summary. Dear Lord, it's unbelievable. Unimaginable what is going on. Abia State at it again. The place that allowed APC to come to Ojukwu Bunker to hold a rally. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram party that killed us, still killing us, and will continue to kill us, came to Omuahia to come and do rally. Again, this same Abia State, their police are now telling us that they rescued, wait for it, 19 more pregnant girls from illegal homes. Imo, Abia, Enugu, Ebonyi. Imo, Abia, Enugu, Ebonyi. Pregnant girls. These are... God have mercy. Why I am in APC, according to Amechi? House of Reps asked President Jonathan to fire the Minister of Aviation, Stella Odua, over her purchase of two luxury cars. Hypocrisy at its best. While Fashola, the Yoruba man, the governor of Lagos State, has been left alone with his 610 million naira bulletproof luxury cars. Go and get the Igbo woman and kill her. Let Yorubas enjoy with Hausa people because they are all Muslims. They want to Islamize us. They want to get at Jonathan through Stella Odua. The government of Nigeria, the Zoological Republic, through our dear brother, Anyim Pius Anyim, who is the secretary to the government, they have unveiled a new flag for Nigeria and Nigerians. This is according to Vanguard newspaper. I will read this news in full so people will understand the dangers of speaking from both sides of the mouth. Say who you are and stick to it. We'll read this news in full. PDP governor, our party has finally collapsed. PDP has collapsed. Jonathan is on his way out if he doesn't take time. The only remedy left for him is to declare Biafra. PDP has imploded under Jonathan. The evil killings of Boko Haram terrorists in the name of one Nigeria. And now we shall proceed to bring you the news in full. The Abia State Police Command yesterday paraded 19 pregnant girls. Igbo girls. In Omuahia, the state capital. The rescued pregnant teenagers for that matter, are Mercy, Francis, Valentine, Ikediora, Martha, Joseph, Tina, Inau, Oluomachi, Friday, Nkechi, Eze, Chidimma, Andrew, Grace, Basi, Efunanya, Chika, Ibe, Amarachi, Uduak, Thomas, Favor, Sunday, Caroline, Peter, I don't know if they are giving them fake name, Caroline, Peter, Chikamso, Mabo, Peace, Patrick, Mary, Linus, Gift, Wankwom, Oge, Chiokoro, Happiness, Sunday, maybe some of them even get fake names. But we must go on. The State Commissioner of Police, Usman Tili Abubakar, told journalists that the teenage mothers were arrested at an illegal charity home at Omuobia Housing Estate in Olokoro. Omuobia Housing Estate in Olokoro, Omuahia, a suburb of the state capital. The illegal home reportedly belonged to one Mma Achumba. The pregnant girls were said to have hailed from Abia This is not correct English here. The pregnant girls were said to have hailed from Abia and other neighboring states. During the raid, a nursing mother with a day-old baby was rescued as the son and daughter-in-law of the fleeing proprietress were arrested. Similarly, one Kingsley Obani from Asia Mansulu in Isialangwa North local government area of the state was arrested for allegedly stealing the male son of one Mrs. Chioma Onu. Upon investigation, the suspect confessed to have sold the male child to one Mrs. Mma to enable him raise money for the burial of his relation. But the victim child was later recovered and handed over to his grandfather for care and protection. This is what is happening where we come from. Buying and selling. We are now selling everything in sight. If they leave you to babysit a child, you take the child and go and sell. Well, where we live in Toronto, in Chicago, in Texas, we live in New York, in Washington, saying, yeah, man. We live in London. Washing plate, security guard, and parcel delivery drivers. We are busy selling ourselves back home. The same sin we committed that God moved against us and handed us over to Hausa people, we are still doing it because of the Hausa blood that has contaminated the pure bloodline of the Igbo race. We are in very deep trouble. Very deep trouble. We must continue. Rivers State Governor and Chairman of the Nigeria Governors Forum, Chibuike Rotimi Amaechi, has again been speaking on why he left the People's Democratic Party, PDP, for the All Progressives Congress, APC. Governor Amaechi said he joined the APC to protect the interest of Rivers State that has been neglected by the PDP federal government. He said the state suffered neglect and victimization in the absence of federal government projects and the ceding of oil wells belonging to the state to neighboring states. But he's doing well. He has private jets. The person speaking has private jets bought from the proceeds of oil that should have gone into helping people of the state. Only in Africa. Only in the zoo. Amazing. The House of Representatives yesterday asked President Goodluck Jonathan to fire the Minister of Aviation, Stella Oduor, over her purchase of two luxury and overpriced bulletproof cars through a department under her, the Nigerian Civil Aviation Authority. The recommendation came as the House adopted the report of its Committee on Aviation, which investigated the purchase. The House also wants the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, to carry out further investigations of government officials involved in the fraud, as well as Koshkari's Motors, which supplied the cars, another Igbo businessman they want to investigate. Reacting through a prepared text, the minister expressed shock and disappointment at the development and suggested the House had a hidden motive right from the beginning. And that is why we support her. Yoruba, Hausa people ganging up. We are going to remind Yorubas this evening that Fashola has two Range Rover bulletproof cars that cost nearly 700 million. Why are they not talking about it? We managed to silence the Yoruba media on this. They ran to the House of Reps. Today, we focus on the House of Reps. We lay them bare for the world to see. All of them. So they can leave Stella Oduor alone. We continue. In Abuja, the Secretary to the Government of the Federation, Senator Anyim Pius Anyim, on Friday unveiled the centenary flag in preparation for the 2014 celebration of 100 years of Nigeria's amalgamation. Anyim, while unveiling the flag in Abuja, said that the centenary was based on the unity and progress of the country. The unveiling of the flag was the formal presentation of the centenary flag by the National Orientation Agency to the SGF. The flag was designed by the National Orientation Agency in partnership with a private organization. He said that the centenary flag, which he described as the symbol of unity, provided Nigerians the opportunity to reaffirm their faith in the country. This is an Igbo man speaking. The SGF said the symbol and signs that represented the country had a lot to tell about what the country stood for, noting that the national flag had become the unifying factor in the country. Uh, It was a grim verdict yesterday on the fate of the PDP by one of its governors. The ruling party is dead, waiting to be buried, declared Jigawa State Governor Sule Lamido. Lamido, one of the founding fathers of the PDP in 1998, was one of the group of seven aggrieved governors who challenged the leadership of Alhaji Bamanga Tucker and joined the Kawu Baraje-led new PDP. History has always had a way of repeating itself. Of course it does. That's what history does. But has humanity learned from the enduring intricacies, intrigues, and no, we cannot read this. All we're saying is that the evil killings of Boko Haram terrorists in the name of One Nigeria continues unabated, and we're trying to deal with it. When they say that history has a way of repeating itself, I made a recommendation the other day that people should go and watch. It's a movie, it's a drama. It's not a feature movie or anything. It's a drama. It's called Holocaust. Go and watch it. You will hear or you will witness the story of one Dr. Weiss. You know, in German, they pronounce W as V. His name is Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. He lived in Germany. He was doing very well. They asked him to leave, that death was coming. He said no. He stayed. You know, like Igbos in the north. They say, no, I have one shop here. My spare parts is on the way. I ordered spare parts. I ordered building materials. It comes on its way. Dr. Weiss died. The wife died. Everybody died in their family apart from the son that escaped. Go and watch Holocaust. It's a true story. History has a way of repeating itself. They have been killing us since 1945. Our people have steadfastly refused to reason. They are still in the north. And they're being killed, but they're still there. They're being killed, they're still there. More will fall next year. Don't say we didn't tell you. Don't say, oh, people said it was going to happen. No. Many more are going to die next year. And the funniest thing is, Yoruba media will not report it. CNN will not report it. BBC will never ever report it. Al Jazeera is in cahoots with the murderers. They won't report it. If you're waiting for others to tell your story, you are a dead person walking. You are finished. That is why you have Radio Biafra. That is why everybody must support this radio station to continue doing the work that it's doing. I will now hastily go over to Barrister Mamezu. Barrister, can you hear me, please? Because I need your views and your opinions regarding... Every new day, there's a new abomination. Every day, something new happens. Today, we are reporting that the APC bandwagon, the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram party that we repelled in Anambra, they have come to Umuahia. They did not find any government field or any stadium to go and hold their rally. They came to urinate. They came to insult the memory of our soldiers that fought, those that served Biafra, the millions that died. They came to our headquarters in Umuahia, Ojukwu Bunker, our last functional administrative building, our capital, where Biafran flag flew with pride. Hausa people descended with those they fathered in Igbo land to defile and desecrate the memory of the dead, upon whom we say all the time, or me personally, that my obligation to them is why I do what I do. Not the living. The living are too contaminated. It is because of the dead. To remember them, to honor them, to say to them that their death must be avenged. And we'll do it. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you very much. Today I'm going to be a little bit slow in voice. I don't want to be shouting, because I've been told that I have a lot to shout. So let's go down.
Barrister, your line is not clear. You must come back to me on a clearer line, please. Karomonde, do we have you there? Karomonde, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yes, we're going through the news. The baby farming, again, is something that I always get so upset about. 19 pregnant girls. It upsets me all the time, having children of my own, and to think what they must be suffering to go through this. It's the only asset left. What else to sell? That's the age-old thing. You sell your body, and now they're selling their children. It's disgusting that their life has got to the point where they would have gone to sell their own flesh and blood. And like you say, if they give them to a babysitter now, you can't even trust the babysitter. They're going to run off and try and sell your baby. It's corrupt. It's just all I hear is degradation. The rules are all wrong. The people don't. The governors are not running any principles. The same thing I tried to explain yesterday. You can't expect, you know, these children that come up to stand by any principle down there anymore, because their principles are all gone. They're all being washed away. The whole identity of the indigenous people is being washed away. They want Nigeria to be Islamic. They're doing it with the terror through Boko Haram. They're working it through the politics and the political strategy. They're going to ruin everything. They're going to take away your whole indigenous identity. Worldwide, the Igbos and Barafrans have an identity. My family from the Caribbean, you know, the masquerade, we have that in the Caribbean. The Yam festivals, we have that in the Caribbean. All of your beautiful languages that you have are being lost. You know, all these wonderful dresses and dances that you have, all of this is going to get lost. It's going to get washed away with the fact that you're going to be taken over by Islam. Look at Stella. You know, okay, they're saying that she's had all these cars, and she's wrong. She shouldn't have gone out and spent, you know, all this money for cars. But then how can you have one rule for one and one rule for another? What's Fashola with his cars? Why is Fashola not on the headline? Because they want to go after Stella to get to Jonathan again. Because you can't have one war for one and one for another. Amachi in going to APC, all of these PDPs that have gone over to APC. It's like football. Let's go and run after the trophy. Oh, APC looks a better bet.
They have money. They have stolen. Yeah. They have the largest collection of criminals on this earth. Yeah. The largest collection of professional thieves is APC.
They know that they're the winning bet. They think, yeah, they're going to be the ones that get through. They've got all the money. Well, they're Islamic, so what? They've probably got House of Fathers anyway, like you say. So they're going over there to support them. They're not sticking to principles. None of them have got principles. They're like rats. They go over here. Yes, follow the money. Let's go over there. How much billions do you want in foreign bank accounts? It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And all the alibis that he gives, oh, I'm PDP this, PDP this. If you have a problem, you don't run away from it. You solve it. You don't go and say, oh, that's my excuse for going to APC. No, there's no excuse. You don't go and turn to Islam. You don't, because at the end of the day, it's all about money. Everything in Nigeria is about money. This is why diaspora has to come and help Biafra, the people on the outside, because it is hell on earth down there. When like we hear Rita crying and we hear the people that phone in from get calls. I get calls from villages in the middle of nowhere. I've never heard of, people that don't even have electricity, don't have internet, but they've got to a phone and said, you know, we've heard about Radio Biafra. You know, come and, you know, help us, really help us. You know, and the things that go on down there are horrific. And this is why we must help, because this news every day is the same thing. Steal money. Let's bring the Islams into rule. And every day we leave it. Every day we sit on the fence. Every day we don't support it, it gets worse. And every day we're running out of time. It's a few days to amalgamation ends, and there needs to be a lot of support. Anybody in sitting on that fence better decide quick. Do you want Biafra to be in Islamic Nigeria, to lose all the identity that you have, all these Igbo parties that you do worldwide, all these things that you represent? Lose them, forget them, wash them away, they're gone. All the children will be gone, because be married at age of 3 years old, they can marry one of these Islamic people, because that's the law. The law is a child can marry. That's what you're putting your children into out there. Make a choice. Don't sit on the fence. Make a choice which way you want it, because that's what's coming, and you're going to have to live with the consequences because you didn't make the choice to help Biafra. Back to you, Director.
Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you. Do you know that for nearly 5 minutes, your voice was not coming on the broadcast? It ceased up. for almost 5 minutes. I don't know if you can check that before you carry on, please.
Barrister, I have a problem.
Yes, I know.
I want to confess.
Please do.
The confession I have is that each time I want to cough or if I have the need maybe to take water, I mute the microphone. And after taking the water, I forget to switch it back on again and I start talking. What type of medication can I take to cure me of this problem?
No, it's not a problem, Director, because you have a lot of things doing. Don't blame yourself. You are only a human being. That's all. You don't blame yourself.
Thank you very much for bringing that to my attention, and also for the very wonderful person who also brought this to my attention by sending me a message on WhatsApp. I thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister is now with me. Maybe, barrister, if you had been with me before, this problem would not have occurred.
Director, of course you're right. It wouldn't. And I'm back. And it will not happen again.
You will see, it won't happen anymore. Please, I do apologize for the loss of my voice.
I'm with you.
Thank you very much. As I was saying, barrister, it's a good thing that you're now with me, because another Igbo man is at it again. A few days ago, our brother Ejika was at it. Today is Pius Anyim. And please, barrister, I want to take your pause on this very news that Vanguard broke, not Radio Biafra, Vanguard News, not us. We're only trying to analyze it. And I shall read this news before, barrister, you come in to analyze the entire news for us once again.
That's fine.
You don't mind if I proceed, do you? Barrister, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you. I said proceed.
The Secretary to the Government of the Federation, SGF Senator Anyim Pius Anyim, on Friday unveiled. Should we change that grammar from unveiled to say he brought out? Let us stop all this convoluted English that confuses people. What we are saying is that on Friday, our dear brother Senator Anyim Pius Anyim brought out a flag. He named the flag the centenary flag, the flag of 100th birthday anniversary flag for Nigeria, in preparation for the party they are going to hold next year to mark this milestone in the history of the zoo. They call it Nigeria's amalgamation. Anyim is going to celebrate Nigeria's amalgamation with a new flag. Anyim, while unveiling the flag in Abuja, said, barrister, I hope you're listening, said that the centenary was based on the unity and progress of the country which it had recorded. We want to know what that progress is. The unveiling of the flag was the formal presentation of the centenary flag by the National Orientation Agency, NOA, to the Secretary, to the Government of the Federation, whatever that means. It used to be called the Secretary of the Government. Now they've changed, turned it around. The flag was designed by the NOA in partnership with a private organization. He said that the centenary flag, which he described as the symbol of unity, provided Nigerians the opportunity to reaffirm their faith in the country. The SGF said, who is Anyim, the symbol and signs that represented the country had a lot to tell about what the country stood for, noting that the national flag had become the unifying factor in the country. And I can stop there, barrister. What do you make of it?
Director, only one word I can describe Anyim. He's a foolish man, as simple as that. Anyim cannot say, while he was writing, why couldn't he tell us what unified with what and with who? Who is unified with who and what progress has been made since he's now clamoring for the further unity? You see, somebody says once an Igbo man is enjoying, he'll forget the rest who are languishing. And these few individuals are making it obvious and destroying the name Igbo. And I feel very bad. When majority of us are good people, only few minority who are eating from the underneath the Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba, Boko Haram. And they are telling us what is obvious. What even a blind man can see. Everywhere you take your face is anarchy. Wherever you go is poverty. Wherever you go is full of problem. And yet, somebody like Pius Anyim, and Director, I don't know if you have noticed, most of all these problems are between 60 and upwards.
60 is
they
young.
Are already, they are
always
already
all old men.
Old
all
men.
Of them.
Already expiring. And they are telling us so that they carry on eating until the day they put them inside the coffin. And then we say, the heaven will pay. Pay who? Pay you when you have done something good or pay you when you have done something bad. Director, that Pius Anyim is a foolish man and we leave it at that. We cannot go too far into discussing whatever gibberish, rubbish, cock and bull story he was writing. Let's not even talk much about him. Let me concentrate on the substantive issue. Let me go on Stella Udwa and what the Yorubas are writing. Why is they right? We can never stop talking. As they are writing to rubbish him, to rubbish her, we will still talk to rubbish them. And Fashola, who has two jeeps and nobody is talking about it, Yoruba cannot defeat the Biafrans intellectually, morally, or otherwise, even financially. They are living off Biafran soil produce. That is their butter. Nothing else. They are the people who are eating off from us. They are the people who are eating from Biafran soil. They are moving inside our territory, looking for where to tap oil, looking for where to buy oil well. We will not let that happen. They can write and talk as much as they talk. We have Radio Biafra. We will counteract. We will counterbalance whatever they are writing in order to rubbish our woman. No more. Stella is not going anywhere. And if Goodluck Jonathan is a clever, wise man, if he listens to the Yorubas, we will give up upon him. We will just give him up and let him to the wolves. Let the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Yoruba do whatever they want to do with him because he has listened to them in the past. Now that Radio Biafra is on board, he should. And he dare not listen to them because whatever they talk is rubbish. Director, let me go to Omar here. Where the director of Radio Biafra came from, it is an insult upon the integrity of Biafrans, upon the integrity of 3. How many millions that are dead and still dying. The Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram went to where the bunker of our late General Ojukwu stayed. Where Agui Ronsi was buried. They came there to tell us, to massage us, to tell us that what can you do? In our tradition, when somebody insults you, you overlook it. Somebody insults your dad, you hesitate. When somebody insults your mom, you fight to die. They have insulted our motherland. We are Director Nnamdi Kanu came from. The Ogano, how should I put it? The author and the writer of Radio Biafra came from is a big insult. And it's an unforgivable one. That yesterday we are talking about Ohaneze Ndigbo. We are talking about them. They are still going to even insult our integrity. These are church rats. These are men that lack moral fiber. Men that have no etiquette. Men that have lost everything human. They are less of human. They have betrayed themselves. They have betrayed their family. They have betrayed whatever they stood for. I called 2 days ago, Director, that Ohanaeze Ndigbo should be disbanded. It's full of old grey men, sell by date. They have already expired. What do they have to give you? We can speak the same proverb they know. We are more conscious than they are. We are more clever, more wise. Our people normally say, a little boy that travels or traveled wide is more clever than a gray old man. Director, we are older, wiser than all these people called Ohanaeze Ndigbo. They have betrayed themselves, betrayed their family, and betrayed where they stood for and what they stand from. They did not betray entire Biafra because we have a different agenda from whatever they have. It's a big shame on their name. Was it 3 or 4 days ago, our sister, Rita Anibong, invoked on the spirit of Amadioha to look after them one by one? Our land has completely gone docile. If it was during the olden days, you would invoke the spirit of Amadioha, and Amadioha would take them one by one and even go to their family and slap all of them.
Is it?
Can any Ohanaeze Ndigbo go to the shrine of the Sultan of Sokoto? Impossible. What has perpetrated to this level? Money coming from Biafran land. Ohanaeze Ndigbo took it. Bribery. And Director, let me tell you, the fact that they are shining, they will not augur well. It will never go well with them. For they have betrayed our motherland. For they have caused a big anarchy that will engulf them and their family. We are not kidding here on Radio Biafra. We are telling Ohanaeze Ndigbo. They have betrayed themselves. We are talking when Uwazirike took the son of Abacha into Imo State. Now, it's Ohanaeze Ndigbo taking... Remember, four months ago, they were trying to go and do a rally in Umuahia. We had a warning given to them, do not dare. Do not try going there.
They sneaked in. They didn't tell us. They didn't announce it in advance this time around. They sneaked.
Director, they went through the back door. But I tell you, my dad says, when a cat sneak into a room or into a kitchen to go and steal something, when that cat is coming out, it'll come out by speed. They have taken money to go inside Umuahia, a land that's supposed to be looked at as a sacred land. From where Ojukwu took off to Ivory Coast, a bunker that was left. Now you brought our enemy to go and view, to come and survey in case of another uprising. You've taken them there to come and see our hideout, Ohanaeze. It will never augur well with you. You are complaining that you didn't like the way we are broadcasting 2 days ago. Now you turn it again. You've gone the worst. I don't think Ohanaeze can even do any more. But they will perish. Watch it. Director, let me tell you, this short story, we have one Dr. Ibe in Okura, where I came from, Owerri. This doctor wanted to build a hospital in Aladimma, where I came from. Lake Mwebere was disturbing this man. Each evening, Lake Mwebere would bring every water, gush it into this man's house. He called our old people. In Okurada, Umuneke, the particular hamlet where I came from, that something has to be done. Do you know what our old men did? They took money, took Mwebere, the head of Mwebere, and brought it into Amaka Square, so that Dr. Ibe will build his hospital. After 3 weeks, our men died. All of them, Director, about 15 of them were dying one by one.
Of course.
All of them perished. What happened? That Mwebere, they brought into Amaka Square. Afoku was taken back to Mwebere up to today and planted there. But those men are gone. Ohanaeze Ndigbo will think they have passed. They have got away with it. Our people have spirit that listens. When you invoke our spirit, they go into work. What they've done is atrocity. That is unforgivable. Director, make a note of this. And of course, whatever we say, whatever is recorded, you can even, in 10, 20 years' time, you can go back to Radio Biafra, upload what you want to listen and hear it. They have done what is unforgivable. Saying, taking those who are killing up to today, killing our women, killing our girls, killing our children, opening women's womb, bringing the children out and discarding them. These are the people taken to Umahia by bribery collected by Ohanis and Dibo. This is why they always say, Igbo men love money. Director, you and I are here. We are not collecting any money from anybody. Most of all of us in this country are not collecting money. We are just working hard for ourselves and working in order to bring the restoration of Biafra. But our old men, expired by date, are trying to destroy that country by selling us back to what Lugar did. Why are we standing aside and watch what is happening? It is very disgraceful. It is ominous. And we will not forget this, Director. This will take me into what Boko Haram has been doing to our people. Their continuation. Our people are destroying our people. Boko Haram are destroying our people. Where are we heading to? Where should we run to? This is disgraceful. It's unacceptable. And we will not take this, Director. We should fight and fight seriously. Our pregnant girls are being sold. Their children sold. The Boko Haram will adopt them and get them, have sex with them, lure our men into, chop out their heads off. And we are here. And our Hanes and Dibu collecting money and doing other things. Let me take Amechi's case. Amechi is telling rubbish. Telling us the reason why he went to APC is because PDP has let them down. Amechi, you are a stupid man. Look at what the governor of Akwa Ibom is doing. Is he not the same PDP man? The governor of Akwa Ibom says this 3-4 weeks ago. Other governors are putting money in their pocket, buying jets, but he's using his own money to look after the whole of Akwa Ibom that will benefit every Tom, Dick, and Harry, building roads, putting hospitals, paying people, inviting foreigners to come and beautify his own land. He wants to make a name. Amechi is busy describing PDP, telling Goodluck Jonathan, who the only man who has ever done something righteous as a president of that of Jew, the only man who remembers that, who told us that the education, the quota for education for Biafrans and for Nigerians is different. You are there criticizing him. You are a governor. Other governors are using the money they pay. Amechi, are you not entitled to the money they give every state? Is it not the same thing? The governor of Akwa Ibom using to beautify his own state? Is it not the same money that every other state is getting to beautify their own state? You are busy because you have joined Boko Haram, Hausa Fulani Yoruba Party. Now it's okay for you to criticize Goodluck Jonathan. Shame on you. You want to draw the same line your princess was told. It did not work. They apologize at the end. Do not be in the same position. We heard that you are having an affair with the daughter of who is this famous writer?
Soyinka.
Wolo Soyinka. So he wants to be a Yoruba man. Amechi wrote to me. Take Amechi away and answer to me something so that we know you're a Yoruba. And please pack your bag and move into Yoruba land. Because when Biafra comes, we will not want to see you in that land. You are a disgrace to Igbo race. All of you, including Pius Anim or whatever Anim he is, we will Anim him when we come into that place. It's a disgrace, all of you. Boko Haram Fulani, Yoruba Fulani are killing us. Our own people are also killing us. God will visit all of you one by one. Director, this is disgraceful. It's unfortunate. We are fighting to get our freedom. Frederick Lugard put all this trouble upon ourselves, and we are trying to untangle it. Our people are making it difficult for us. Is it not easy to get our people strangled and put them aside, and then we face our enemies? What a disgrace. should we have all these people with us when we step into Biafran land? The answer is no. Director, I think I've spoken enough, so I don't have the headache.
No, I'm going to give you headache, even migraine. I'll give you migraine with what I'm about to say. Barrister, I mean, can you make sense of this very thing? Because I'm somebody, I like to probe and ask questions. Why is it that Owasurike went to with Ohaneze? Ohaneze allowed him to come with him to Asorok. When a few weeks ago he was campaigning for APC in Anambra. Can anybody make sense of it for me?
No, it doesn't make sense at all. It makes a sense of what you call mockery. It's a full mockery. It's deceit. That is what it is. It doesn't make sense at all. It's just like this money issue we are talking about. Bribery, corruption. But you take money, you let your people down. Director, it looks to me that we are even having more effort these days than we had during Ojukwu time.
Oh, plenty.
And all the fate that befell on Ifajuna is what they will meet. Because even the time of Jesus Christ, he says, those who are with me are with me. If you are not with me, you are against me. And if you are against me, you will scatter. Period.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra with the time now standing at 2 minutes to 7 p.m. in London. 2 minutes to 8 p.m. in Biafra land. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you that this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. You've been listening to the voice of Barrister Mamezu and also Carol Monde, whom I shall go to please tell us what she makes of having heard Barrister so far. Please, Carol, what do you make of what our dear Barrister has been saying?
I agree with the Barrister. What takes you down to that level? Money. Taking you down there. It's an insult. I know that you personally, I know it's in your hometown as well, Director, so you personally, you know, are appalled by APC in your hometown. They've gone again, they've gone to your burial grounds. They're embarrassing you. They're embarrassing you. They're putting you to shame. Sometimes I wonder if the dead are not turning in their graves. What would a Duke say if he was here now? You know, all of these, you know, heroes that you have, what would they say? Those people that gave their lives, those children that are lying in dust in that ground, you know, they died for you and they're there and you're bringing APC into your land, into House of Fulani, into your land to take over you. And, you know, I agree, it's total hypocrisy. The Barrister said it all. It's just hypocrisy. Sometimes I just look at it all and think, really? How can you be serious? How do you not see this? What, are you so blinded by, have you lived in, it's so corrupt that the hypocrisy has overtaken your mind. Is it complete insanity down there? Everybody's losing their minds in that. It's time. It really is time. I'm sorry, Director. You're going to have to let the calls come in now.
Yeah, good evening, Nnamdi. Yeah, this is Godwin Ejirike from calling from Morocco. Yeah, Nnamdi, there is something I want to. First of all, I will thank you for your work, Barrister Carol Monde, even Nidita Hariborg. I thank you people for your work, the way you people want to bring Biafra together. And I believe, in as far as Chukwuemeka is concerned, we are together. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, as I'm talking, I believe that I just want to say something concerning Imo State. Why I want to go direct to Imo State is that I'm from Imo State, Idato South. Do you understand? Because the authority is pulling us. And I think it's the right time for us to come out. Do you understand? It's not good. Maybe every day we start talking. Nonetheless, let's come out. Let's all come out. From those our people from Igbo land there, let's begin to pick them one by one. Myself, I'm ready. I call you this night with my direct number. Anytime, any day, you people are ready. My number is ready. Call me. Let's pick these people one by one, one by one. Those that call Ohaneze, call themselves Ohaneze. They are doing those things because we never been out. We never do anything. If we try to do something for one or two people, others will stumble. Do you understand?
Of course they will. The difficulty that we have, the problem that we have, how do we identify all those that Hausa people gave birth to? All those women that Hausa men raped and gave birth to Okechukwu, Obinna, Ifunanya, all the rest of them. How do we identify them? They are the problems we are having. Remember when I said before that if you meet somebody and say, come to Biafra, they say, no, take your Biafra and go. I am telling you, I swear by anything you give me, that person was fathered by a Hausa person. Go and check it. You cannot tell me that a human being that loves autonomous community, every village is autonomous. If at all, they know the meaning of the word autonomy. How can somebody who is clamoring for autonomous community then say no, that they don't want to be autonomous from Nigeria? Does it make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. If your own brother or sister is saying no to Biafra, go and ask your mother why she was unfaithful to your father. Go and ask her.
I don't think that our people there in Nigeria, maybe... I'm sorry, please. Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, I don't think they can. They cannot hear me. And we ask them to please try and call back. Barrister Mamesu is with me. I don't know... And we also advise somebody wrote in to say, please, can we ask all normal callers to please stay away for some time so that we can take new callers? They call once or twice and they run away and they also have something to say to us. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Obichukwu Amade, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, please go ahead.
Director, I congratulate you all and I thank you for all you people have been doing all this while. And my prayer is may God keep on strengthening you people till we achieve Biafra.
Amen.
And Director, what I have to say is concerning this Ohaneze Ndigbo in that zone. I've been saying this thing in my mind all this while, that all these so-called Ohaneze in the zoo, they're supposed to be removed from that place. Let this Ohaneze issue in the zoo be cancelled entirely. Because if Ohaneze in the zoo is still existing, they are making this more difficult to us. And they are there, they don't have more years to stay. They only have few years to stay and they die and perish. They still want to be in that zoo so that we, Biafran, will keep on suffering and we will not allow them. It's better we make our way. If it will take us to kill them one after another, we can do it and remove them on our way so that what we are struggling will be, we will be as fast as possible. Because for them sitting there answering Ohaneze, they're just deceiving themselves and making our struggle to be more difficult to us. And I don't like this issue of Ohaneze still existing. If people will take my advice, I will rather suggest, let's cancel Ohaneze. Let them be taken away. If we take us to kill them by ourselves, we know that we are the one that killed them. This time it's not Boko Haram that killed Ohanaeze. Let it be Biafra himself that killed Ohanaeze. And let we bring new Ohanaeze. If it is to be the people that is outside Nigeria, that will be entering Nigeria and coming out to know what is happening there. Let there be a new Ohanaeze. But this old Ohanaeze, Iwenemu, and the rest of them, they are all robbers. They are all fraudsters.
They are my brother, and what you're saying, we have accepted it, but we shall also continue to, we recognize that the new Ohanaeze leadership is new, and we are hopeful that they will usher in a program that will lead our people to salvation. That's all we're asking them to do, to mention those that died. And we must confirm this evening, courtesy of Ikechukwu, we thank you for this very news. I call it wonderful news, because it puts a lie to the... I don't know where people got this idea that Nigerian armed forces are strong. Eh? I can't, for the life of me, understand. If we ask any student of history, name one or two theaters where the Nigerian armed forces have actually gone in and distinguished themselves, none comes to mind. The war with Biafra was fought with the help of United States, Britain, Russia, and Egypt, and in fact the entire Arab world. So when in the history of the zoo did these people go out to distinguish themselves? I'm struggling to understand this so-called invincibility of the Nigerian army. Who told you that they're invincible? Who told you? These are all recruits from Chad. Illiterate, stark, bone, dry illiterates from Chad and Niger Republic, like Abacha. If you're a soldier and you confront Abacha on the battlefield, are you going to run away from Abacha? Eh? Does Abacha look to you as somebody who can command men in battle? These are the people we're running from. Why? Let us go and see what they're doing to them. Ikechukwu, thank you for this news. Boko Haram. They have sacked Bama barracks. When I mean sacked, completely, they drove away the so-called mighty Nigerian troops. Look at Nigeria. Mighty. Where? Proof. Where are you mighty? Where has Nigerian army gone to and distinguished themselves? Where? Which theater? Name one. None comes to mind. We must read this news. It's a breaking news. And I hope that barrister is with me on this. Hundreds of suspected Boko Haram terrorists launched a fierce attack on Friday on Bama in Borno State, sacking the military barracks there. Not police station. They sacked military barracks, killing troops and their families in what a senior military official called another sad day for a town that has witnessed multiple bloodshed this year. These are people claiming and lying to everybody, saying Boko Haram is under control. Who told you? America could not control this ideology. How about a country that is riven with the most unimaginable corrupt minds on this earth? Boko Haram has no cure. The only cure is to divide, is to separate Paul and Barnabas. Let them go and be in their Sharia country and kill themselves if they want to. People are endangering our lives. Pious Anyim, you are endangering our lives by going and designing a new hopeless flag, saying it is a centenary flag. You are putting our lives even more in danger. This is what I have been saying. I wanted Ohanaeze to come out and say, everybody in the north, come back home. Now, Pius Anyim is coming up with a new flag. Why didn't a Yoruba man announce it? After all, there's Ruben and Abati and all these other people there serving Jonathan. After all, the secretary to the government is meant to be more or less like a civil servant. Should not be making such announcement. This is a major policy announcement that should have been handled by either their so-called the office of their minister for information or somebody of that ilk. Why is it that an ordinary secretary to the government, it of course is a political appointment, but you are more or less a civil servant? is that the chief cabinet secretary in the UK. You are the head of government. So why are you making a political statement? You're launching a new flag to celebrate a party of our amalgamation. And it is your amalgamation because you're eating and enjoying. Others are dying. There are dead bodies. I don't know if this would have conscience. There are dead bodies. There are dead bodies in the mortuaries in the north. And you're celebrating a flag, bringing out a new flag. Boko Haram are teaching you people a lesson you'll never forget. Very soon they'll come into Abuja. We must read this. The military themselves confirmed the attack in a statement they released last Friday. Major General Chris Olukolade, the director of the Director of Defense Information, said Bama Barracks was attacked by terrorists who came from cells located across Nigerian border with Cameroon through Banki Town. High caliber weapons such as anti-aircraft and rocket propelled guns were freely used in the attack that lasted several hours. So where is the new drone you people bought now? I thought you bought a drone. They saw drone. America, they saw Obama using drone. They want to use their own. You don't know that the drones are piloted by people with brain. They bought a new drone for maybe 4.4 trillion. The attack lasted for hours. They did not strike and go away. Before, they would lie and say, oh, they struck us and we are pursuing them and we killed them. Lies. The attack lasted for hours, according to a military spokesman. The attack was going on for hours. And I said to them, if a ragtag bunch of people can hold you for hours, imagine what Biafrans will do to you when we start. Because start we shall. We must commence as quickly as possible to let these people know that, look, Jonathan, Pius Anyim, and every other person listening to Radio Biafra, your life is sweet to you. When it starts, that recruit, Yoruba man, that recruit, Hausa man, who is your megad, will kill you. They will kill you. Go and ask Ogundipe, the Yoruba man, the brigadier Ogundipe that ran away after Yoruba died. Ask Ogundipe, what made you to run away? He was his own, not even an orderly, a gate man. Hausa boy pointed a gun at him and said, if you don't get away, I will shoot you, Oga. And that was how Ogundipe, Yoruba cowards, that was how he ran to London, became ambassador in London, High Commissioner in London. He was meant to take over from Ironsi. He was the highest ranking officer after Ironsi died. Why did this man run away? Ogundipe. Go and ask Yoruba people that are now brave to come into worry. Ask them, where was Brigadier Ogundipe? He ran away. Who made him to run away? Ordinary Megad. The same thing will happen to all of you. And the day they kill you, I will not cry. They killed Chibuaka Igbo. Mind you, are any of you celebrating Chibuaka? You are all avariciously pursuing peanuts and things that don't matter. Penny, half for an atutu. In those days, if you want to catch fowl, if you want to catch chicken, you just drop a few maize. It will be eating it, and then you go and grab it. Why are you people looking for things that are irrelevant? Your roads are not built. Your daughters are prostitutes. Your daughters are being impregnated every blessed day, and their children sold. Where is your pride as a man, or as men representing Igbo people? Don't you people have shame that you shouldn't be coming outside to start with? Because if I'm a journalist back in the zoo, I'll ask you a simple question. Who do you think is responsible for these baby factories? You see them disappear. People don't ask serious questions. We must continue. Is the barrister with me, please? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please
Director,
go ahead.
I'm here, Director. It's quite unfortunate that the Boko Haram is terrorizing our people and also terrorizing the Nigerian army.
The Nigerian army is on the run. They use high caliber weapons, the same weapons they used during the war with Biafra, they have them intact because their budget was 18 billion. Nobody knows how much it is now.
Director, this is the reason why I told you 4 days ago not to worry about whatever Ejirika is saying. That even the Boko Haram are staging them. How much more the entire Biafrans with the brain of technology, with the brain of affluence, with the brain of integrity. Director, I tell you this, Biafra will surely come. I don't want to say too much because I want as much as our people will call in, I just want to hear our people echo their voices, echo their support to us, because I enjoy when our people call in and say they support Radio Biafra, they support the entire Biafra. I love them, and that is why we have the radio for Biafra. That is why we have the transmitter for Biafra. Director, that is why all of us are here, for the people of our people, because we love our people. Director, if it is not so, all of us will be doing things differently. We'll be doing things just like those who are not interested in the restoration of Biafra. But because we love our people, because we want the continuation, the restoration of our people, because we suffered too much in the hands of the Western people, in the hands of where we came from, we are becoming refugees everywhere. They don't want us. But our land, where we came from, is more beautiful, more fertilized, more naturalized than all these places we are running to. I am proud to be a Biafran. I am proud we are going home. I am proud to cultivate our natural gas, our natural oil. Director, I tell you, there are quite a lot we have under our houses, uncovered, under our soils, undiscovered, and that is what we are going to do. The houses of Yoruba, Fulani, Boko Haram will be chased away from our land. We have the legitimacy to do this. We have the mandate, Director, to chase all of them out. And this is what we are going to do. We are not looking out to Boko Haram, Anyim, Pius Anyim, or whatever Anyim he is. And all those foolish ones that support them, and all the Hanes and Nibo who are prepared to take pride and sell their souls, and sell the souls of their children and the souls of those their neighbors. We are fed up with them. They no longer represent us. They have never represented us, and we don't want them. We are taking the bull by the horns, and we are doing things the way we see fit, because Biafra is coming, and it's a new Biafra that is going to send all these people who are corrupted in bribery, wickedness, and in stupidity. So let me pause. Thank God for our people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And as you said, so shall it be. We are going to Skype. We have somebody there. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. We have another caller also on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. My name is Ikenna Egon. I'm calling from München, Munich, Germany.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I have to make my comment very, very brief. I have listened with rapt attention some of the allegations against Ohanaeze. I am not trying to defend Ohanaeze or to castigate anyway. But having listened attentively, I was able to, this morning, have extensive discussion with Dr. Gariwe, the Ohanaeze chieftain. He was able to brief me on the goings on in Igbo land. And he was equally able to tell me their mission to Aso Rock, what transpired and what happened. So, in his own capacity as the Ohanaeze chieftain, he gave me some messages, certain things to discuss with you since I'm coming to Germany. And beyond that time, I should feed him back. Because some of these things are very, very confidential. I would like to add them here But since they are coming to Germany in the tomorrow and they are going to meet you in Munich Monday and Tuesday, I shall have the opportunity to discuss these things with you. Beyond that particular time, we can air everything in the air. Similarly, I have a particular disturbing news coming from Imo State for the past 2 days. This news is that the Commissioner for Women Affairs, I don't know what her name is, the Commissioner for Women Affairs has been moving up and down, visiting motherless babies' home, trying to extort money from the organizations for the management of all the motherless babies' homes, and threatening that whoever fails to make their contribution stands to have the license revoked. And equally threatened that where they failed to do so, she was going to centralize every motherless baby's home in Imo State so that those who are running such businesses now shall be unemployed. I want a situation right now where Radio Biafra should stand to address that particular issue, telling the Commissioner for Women Affairs, instead of going from one motherless baby's home to other to extort money, effort should be made to encourage this people while the illegal ones start to be closed. On the other hand, I know Pio Sanyin, the secretary to the government of the Federation, and I must say, much as I'm not trying to stand for him, despite the fact that he's the secretary to the federal government of Nigeria, Pio Sanyin is more Biafran than anybody that might claim to be so. I have my reasons why I'm saying all these things, but some of these things I have to speak with you one-on-one when you come to Germany. I have some other information to give to you, to divulge to you, because I know I'm very much involved. And in my own capacity, as some information from here and there to down to our own people back home in Biafra land, I will give you more information when you come to Germany. However, while stating all these things, I strongly support the type of information you are giving to our people against the Yoruba race, against the house arrest. I quite encourage you, this is what I've been clamoring for in the past, even in the present, and we keep on clamoring for all this in the future. So if you keep on like this, I believe strongly that you are going to sensitize our people for them to understand indeed that the Yoruba people are not our friends, they cannot be our good neighbors. That the Hausas cannot be our friends and cannot be our good neighbors. They hate us, they don't want us to exist. So with this type of information you are giving to our people, I really feel encouraged. On the other hand, tell our people who are living in Yoruba land, living in Hausa land, if it is possible for all of them to come home before the Easter period, that would be very, very encouraging. I remember sometime in 1993, when I was doing my youth service in Lagos, this was during the period of June 12 election crisis. The moment all the Igbos left Lagos, Lagos collapsed. From Oshodi, you could see somebody walking alone in Maitu. From Oshodi, you can see somebody at Agege. So, Igbos vacated Lagos state and Lagos collapsed. So, if at the present circumstance, the Igbos can just vacate some of these cities outside Igbo land, outside Biafra land, definitely Nigeria is going to collapse. We don't even need to carry gun. We don't need to carry machete before we fight the battle. Once the Igbos vacate some of these cities, Nigeria has totally collapsed. I was in Lagos in 1993, and I witnessed everything. This was a time when the Hausa man, looking at the Yoruba people eyeball to eyeball, told them, do you now see that Igbos own Lagos? So when the Yoruba people come out now to say that Lagos belongs to them, it is quite unfortunate. It is for those who don't understand what is going on there. Igbos own Lagos, because once they vacate Lagos, Lagos has collapsed. Inform our people, let them give it a trial, and once they give it a trial, it's going to work. Nigerian government, Nigerian people will now beg the Igbos, beg the Biafrans to come back and help them. These are some of the steps, some of the measures we are going to take to teach Nigeria a lesson, because if we fold our arms and remain crippled, we remain crippled forever. So, Mr. Director, I really encourage you in this move, and I keep on encouraging you. The rest, like I said, are quite confidential. When you come over to Germany tomorrow, then by Monday, Tuesday, eyeball to eyeball, I'll give you some of this information, and you know how to handle them before we go public, regarding Ohaneze and Pio Sanyin. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. I have no need or reason to doubt what you have said, but this is Radio Biafra. We put everything out in the open. Are you still there, my brother? Are you still there?
I'm here. I'm listening,
yes. Something you said, very important.
Yeah.
The difference between Radio Biafra and those that have come before is that we defend the interest of Biafrans. If the Ohaneze President General gets into trouble tomorrow with Nigeria, we'll defend him to the hilt. regardless of the fact that Oswazirike is a rogue, a petty thief. When he got into trouble with Nigeria, or when he planted the news in the paper and said that they're going to charge him for this, we said no. If Nigeria arrests Oswazirike, we will be against it. People must understand our consistency. You must understand what we represent. We are here to defend the interest of our people. You said something very important now about Igbos vacating and coming back home. What stops Ohanaeze from saying such a thing? If Ohanaeze says it today, people will listen. So what is you and I identify it as an issue that must be addressed? That is what we are saying. I am saying to President General of Ohanaeze, if you stand up tomorrow morning, those people around, all those psycho fans around him, saying yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, without criticizing or without pointing out their views, tomorrow, listen my brother, tomorrow they will join APC. Tomorrow they will be the ones who will be against him. We have learned something in our years of working in Britain and worldwide for Biafra. We encourage, myself personally, I encourage criticism.
Yeah,
you must allow it to happen. The person criticizing you or person is only trying to make you get better at what you do. That person will stand beside you and fight to death. All those other psycho fans, they will run away. If this person come, yes. If Bamanga Toko come, yes, yes, sir. Abubakar come, yes, sir. Alhaji comes, yes, sir. They don't have any morals, no scruples, no consistency. That is the problem we are having as a people. We have died enough. Pious animals, you know this. They have killed us enough. Look at Ezu River. Let me ask you another question, final question, before I meet you in Germany on Monday.
Yeah.
If they offered Mandela a lot of things, they said to Mandela, go on exile, and we'll give you anything you want. How about if Mandela had gone on exile and then come back to say to the people, you know, there is a way to do these things, you know. If you wait, we are planning something. No matter now, what are you planning? What are you planning? Mandela said no. People traveled all over the world to go and beg him, please go on exile, go to Namibia. He said no, he's not going anywhere. Since they have taken him already, that they're here, that he's going to be here with them until they release him, they kill him, or his people are free. This is what we want future Biafran leaders to imbibe. That is why Radio Biafra is incendiary about this. We want our future leaders, your yes is your yes, your no is your no. So when you get into trouble, we know how to defend you. When you get into problem, we can fight for you. Leave all those people about you. Or when you have a memory, they can't do anything for you. If Gary gets into trouble tomorrow, those people, they will run away. Then Radio Biafra will fight for him. We will defend him. We will fight for him to the last drop. We have made it. If they want to see how serious we are, it's a very tiny test. Sack Stella will do it.
Okay.
And that's what will happen.
Yeah, Director, thank you very much. In fact, there was one pertinent point he made when I was discussing. I asked him this question concerning Wazirika and Co being in the delegation. He told me that there was a reason why all segments of the Igbo society was represented.
Including criminals? Including a kidnapper? Including somebody that used the name of Biafra to go and cut a deal?
Director, I'll give you the reason when you come to Germany.
No problem.
He said there was a reason why that thing was made, that to make sure that every segment of the Igbo society was represented. For security reasons, I would like to disclose it on air.
Okay.
But I'm going to give it to you confidentially when you come to Germany.
No,
I assure you this.
As I see you. Thank you very much.
So again, I believe in separating the wheat from the chaff. I believe in that. If we find anybody not cooperating with us in this fight to realize our own freedom, we cannot hesitate to whip that person off. It is true. But before we do that, we have to be careful so that in removing the bad ones, we should not remove the good ones as well.
I agree.
Like I said, I will encourage you. The rest, like I said, I keep them for now when I see you. And again, just like Obasanjo, I'm sorry to say, was trying to criticize Jonathan, accusing him of training some snipers outside the country. This information, I gave it to State Security Service 3 months ago. I called the State Security Service in one of the states I don't want to mention and told him that the Hausas are training some people to bomb Jonathan and Ihejirika simultaneously. And this thing is going to take place in Benue State mid-May next year. So I made them to understand that Obasanjo is privy to that. Probably Obasanjo had gotten with that this is leaking. The information has leaked or the plan has leaked. That is why he quickly rushed into conclusion, tried to blame Jonathan for tennis slippers. He is privy to what the houses are doing. I made them to understand by mid-May next year, this is when they are planning to carry this attack in Benue State. But for security reasons, I don't want to say everything here because let me say, for security reasons, I keep them when you come, I brief you. So, Director, please, let me give others the chance to air their own views. When you come to Germany, then we sit on a round table. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you for that. And we are also, we have taken cognizance of the text from our dear brother, Maze Akujeze, Dr. Justin Akujeze. We have received your message and it is taken on board. I understand, and every protocol will be adhered to in terms of the implications and the gravity of the message you're sending. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. There are calls all over the place, all over. We want those that haven't called Radio Biafra before to try and call us today, please. Those that have not called us before to try and call. All we're asking is to turn your system down. If you call Radio Biafra, please turn your system down. And we shall take your call, please. We must take your call. Let's go to the line. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Frank Ugu. I'm calling from Germany.
Frank from Germany. Germany has overtaken Malaysia in terms of interest, and we are very happy. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank our brother, the last caller who called, you know. But in some areas, I disagree with him because he's trying to tell us that the present general of Ohanese or whatever, Agriwal or whatever they called him. I don't believe that anything good can come from Ohanese. These people are disappointment. They have disappointed us a lot. They are a disgrace. All these old men, they are a disgrace. How can they go to Jonathan to Abuja to collect money? They did not mention our brothers and sisters that the houses are killing every day with kitchen knives. They bomb them, they slaughter them with axe in any form. They did not talk about it. They didn't talk about Ezu River. Are they the people that ordered them to kill those people in Ezu River? They did not ask about the autopsy. I mean, we are talking about human beings. We are not talking of animals. These people are human beings. They are our flesh and blood. They are our brothers. And he's telling us that he has something secret that he in Radio Biafra here, we don't hide anything. Let them tell us. We are the people. Nande, I'm telling you today, the Radio Biafra, you are not the owner. We the whole Biafra.
I like that.
We own it.
I like that.
Let him tell us the secret. Let him tell us that thing that he wants to tell you. After all, outside people, they have been killing us up to tomorrow. And they are still going to kill us. So there is nothing to hide. Let him say it. If it is war, we are ready to go to war. They should stop killing us. And let that man, he should not tell you anything in Munchin tomorrow. Let him say that thing today. We all Biafras, we want to hear it. We are human beings. What is all this nonsense all about? Huh?
Maybe, you know, some things are classified as state secrets. So at least we give them the benefit of the doubt. We give them the funniest thing is that I am a very staunch supporter of the present Ohanese administration. That's the funniest thing about it. Because when they were elected, I was a very staunch supporter of Dr. Igariwe, and still is. But what we are saying, as you rightfully pointed out, any time you go to a meeting, give a prayer, ask what is happening to my people. My people are dying. Why? Who is killing? Who are the people? What is happening to my people? Once he begins to say things like that, our people will begin to understand that this man is there representing their interest. That's all. Ezu River for us is a no-no. We must have the full autopsy report of Ezu River. That's our gripe with Peter Obi. till tomorrow. It didn't stop us from supporting the removal of APC or stopping APC from coming. It didn't stop us, but we are still going back to it.
My message, the different message to Ohanaeze is that they should not be afraid to discuss anything. We will stand by them and nobody will touch them.
Simple.
Is it because we are Christians? Is there anybody who wants to kill that cannot kill? What is all this nonsense?
I agree with you, my brother.
They should go there. They should go there and tell them. They should go there and tell them that they should stop killing us. If not, there will be no Nigeria and there will be no Biafra. Simple. What is all this nonsense?
Thank you very much. And the thing is that the Ohanaeze President General must understand his position. He must understand that very position he occupies is the closest he can come to what Ojukwu was occupying prior to us declaring Biafra, or redeclaring Biafra. He must try to utilize that very office very well. Those people around him say, oh, don't do this, don't annoy this person, don't annoy that person, they will leave him and run away. They will run. He needs to be strong. They call out on the phone your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I'm coming from Holland. My name is Victor.
Your name is what, sorry?
My name is Victor Ugu from Holland.
Victor Ugu from Holland. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, I just have a little advice to make, you know.
Go ahead.
About this organizer of a thing, you know, because I'm thinking, one thing comes to my mind, you know, because let's not jump into conclusions so fast about some kind of issues. And it's not everything that is supposed to be public. I used to ask myself, if Ohanaeze, for instance, have spoken with Jonathan about Biafra or something, do you think they are going to come out and tell you that they discussed about Biafra? They are not going to say that. We are Radio Biafra, we are in this part of the world, you know, we are open, we say everything, we make everything public. But mind you, this is the question of the Jew. These people are in the Jew, and the Jew, they have their own different system. Modus operandi. When they say something, they don't tell you what they discuss inside, you know. So I think none of us is actual. We have to wait. We have to talk with this guy, like you said. You know, we have to discuss with him, know the information he has, and let us always be sure and more specific about this before we, you know, go into it. I'm not a supporter for Ohanaeze, you know, like that. But I think we should be a little bit patient. And one thing again comes to my mind as well. That's like during the Iraq War, you know, when they are watching the war is going on, and you see CNN, they are talking that the military is here, they are going into Kakut, they are doing this, doing that. Then the enemies as well, they are listening to this thing, and they use this style at the same time. To know where and the places they're going to go and lay ambush and wait for them. So media is media. Everybody is listening. There is not everything that has to be public. You know, if they go there, for instance, these men are chiefs. You know, they went to see the president. Normally, maybe the president says, okay, take this 30 million. That is normal. Even in Igbo, they say, when you come at if you go to somebody who produces drink for you or something, you are not going to run away because you are in dispute with the person. Of course, you must collect the drink. And afterwards, you do your mind or something, you know? So, the zoo, there is a different system altogether. So, what I say is that we have to wait and be more calculative before we start condemning people or saying that they did this or that or, you know, we're going to conclusion.
How many years do you want us to wait after Zoo River before we start condemning people or concluding? How many years?
No, I'm
taking you by the exact words you used. I'm saying.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that we have to be sure of what we are saying. If you say if they discuss this thing, how are you going to know who was there with them? that should tell you now this is what we discussed.
But the bodies were in public.
A lie.
Ezu River was in the public, is in the public domain. You have two audience, I agree. One is secret audience. One is the people, the constituents, or the your constituency, so to speak. Or Ohanaeze President General should come out and say, this is our stand on this very issue about the dead bodies of our young men being fished out of Ezu River. Are you telling me it's a secret?
No, I'm not talking about Ezu River. I'm talking of Biafra, for instance. If, for example, they went there to say, Jonathan, my friend, you should be thinking about Biafra. They won't come out and tell the Nigerian public that they said to the president, we should be thinking about Biafra.
Yes, I agree.
You know, they...
But do you think, I want to ask you a question, do you think they should have mentioned the killing of our people in the north for the public to at least hear them?
Sorry?
Do you think they should have mentioned the killing of our people in the northern part of the zoo and the deportation from Lagos?
Yeah, for sure they should.
So are you happy with the statement that read we went to commiserate with him on three deaths, and then we discussed agriculture, bridge, and soil erosion? Are you happy with that statement?
No, I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with that.
That's what we are saying.
What I'm saying is that how are we sure that they didn't say this thing and they come out and tell you something else?
But we are not asking them. We are not asking Ohanaeze to come out and tell us everything. We are not children. If they come out and say, today we sat with the president and we made the president aware that I'm coming, please. Can you hear me, please?
They go inside and they talk something and they come out and tell you a different thing. That is the system over there. But I'm not supporting Ohanaeze anyway. But I'm just trying, the thing comes to my mind. You know, I just say to myself, what of if these people discuss this thing, are they really going to come and tell you?
No, they cannot tell us. We are not children. They can't come out and tell us, Afro-America is talking to Taliban. We don't expect them to come out and say, yes, we are talking to the Taliban and these are the deals we are cutting. No. But you should at least come out in the public and say that lines of dialogue are open. Should anyone wish to avail themselves of it? That is how to speak in a modern world. So we understand that you're discussing our future with the president. People want to know, are you leading You're leading people. You must make them know the direction to which you're leading them. They're killing us in the zoo. Every day we're being massacred. Our little girls are getting pregnant. We are being deported from Lagos. And you're telling me everything is in the secret. Ha. Anyway, I agree with you all the same. Thank you very much. We have somebody on Skype. Is that correct? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
From Anambra State. I based in Turkey.
And your name?
Chimeze Aganama.
That's better. Please go ahead.
Bros, this is my first time. I'll be the second day to listen to this. You know,
this hour,
Biafra Radio is very nice.
Yes, go ahead.
What is going on there? Yesterday, I listened to it. It was very okay. If not Biafra, we don't go. We have gone. It's now past. By next year, say, all of us will enter Nigeria. If not to fire everybody, we get to.
Okay. Are you part of the family in Turkey? Are you part of the Biafrans in Turkey? Are you part of them?
The problem is that here in Turkey, when I was in Nigeria, I was one of the, I was in Abuja then. I'm a Mason member by then. You understand?
Yes.
So in Turkey, yeah, we don't have such things, of course.
And then you start one. Then you start one immediately and you come back to us. And we thank you for your call all the same. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone.
Yeah, this is Kingsley from Switzerland. I'm from Anambra.
What is your surname?
Onwebuna.
That's better. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I want to commend your effort with your fellow crew. But on the issue at hand about the man who got from Germany, he said something, in as much as I think that none of us is in support of Ohanaeze because they have done their Ohanaeze for a very long time and we haven't got any good thing from it. But
about what he was saying by Anyim, and even when he mentioned Anyim, I got angry also because he's one of the disgrace of Igbo race, as much as I know. But what I'm trying to say here is, he said you are going to Germany and he is going to meet with you. He said he has something to discuss with you. After that, then you can now make it public. So I think we just give him benefit of doubt. You understand? So that we can have you okay, waiting your kununo.
Of course, we've given him that benefit of the doubt. I think the conversation ended amicably. And I will see him on Monday in Munich.
Our brother, it seems like he's angry or I don't know.
No, but you don't blame people. When your sisters are being impregnated at the age of 14, 15, 16, and their babies being sold, who in their right mind will not be upset? I challenge anybody. If you do that in this country, they will kill you. They don't have capital punishment, but the day they put you in cell, fellow inmates will kill you.
Of course.
This is evil. Now, we look at evil and we provide every manner of excuse for evil. Our little girls are being impregnated. Obero Mwaka, tiny children being made pregnant and their babies being sold. And people are telling me that the world is normal. Oh, no, it's not.
Sorry? Because even though you mentioned that they had the new executive or whatever, but for me, at the end of the day, it's still the same, you know. But just for the sake of what we are pursuing,
benefit of the doubt.
Some things need to be, they are not privileged to be heard. Like this.
Yeah, we shall do so. We will see him. Thank you very much for calling. We shall see him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller again on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar is in Senegal. Please go ahead. Make it very brief. 2 minutes, please, if you may.
Okay. My name is Lucenda Oyham from Igbo State.
Are you part of us in Senegal? Are you part of the Biafran family? Do you go to meetings in Senegal?
Actually, I'm interested in for that meeting, but I haven't told the area they are doing the meeting in Senegal.
How long have you been listening to Radio Biafra? Honestly.
In two weeks time now.
Only 2 weeks. Okay. So we need people from Senegal to please let our brother know where he can be able to meet you. He is calling us via Skype, please. So can somebody go and put up on Skype, on Radio Biafra Skype, are you with us on Facebook?
Yes.
Then what is the problem? Are you with Biafrans in Senegal on Facebook?
Two days ago, I just had the
traffic. Okay, go there now. After this conversation, you go there and say, where is the next meeting happening? So you can go and attend meeting with them. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, my dear brother. We have somebody on hold on coordinator's line. Can you hear me? No, they can't. The caller on the phone, the caller on the phone is also gone. They waited and they couldn't stay. I don't know which country is 47. They called from a country 47. I don't know. I know Spain is M38. That I managed to master. After a while, some people have been calling. They should try and call back. I know the lines can be slightly it's not intermittent, it's actually stable. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. Let's take the caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Please raise your voice, your name, and where you are, please.
My name is Ifeanyi Ndibuai. I'm calling from Adamawa State.
You're calling from Adamawa State. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. So, concerning where I want to point out is in the area of Ohanaeze Ndigbo, going to meet President Goodluck Jonathan. So, I want to ask, if it will be possible, before these people go and do another document that will see us together in this December. So I want to ask if it is possible that are assigned some people to watch all these governors of our area. Because any of them that goes there to do anything at all that will single us together after this December, let them assassinate the person, put the person away, because there is an adage that says that a river does not flow through the forest without falling down trees. I believe that the purpose of Radio Biafra is for our people to live free. And we cannot live free without things being torn down by this river, because I believe Radio Biafra is like a river that wants to pass through the forest. Before this Radio Biafra passed through this forest, it must fall down trees. So I don't know why we sit down and be watching them going up and down, trying to still keep us in this perpetual slavery. So I don't know if it is possible any of them that goes out on that day to go and do anything that will keep us together. Just pull the person down. If you people cannot do it, equip us with that appear. We will go and do it ourselves. So that is what I want to say. And I want to congratulate all of you on your work. Because it's not easy that you bring out your life, bring out your family, bring out all you have for your people to be free. I want to say thanks to you all, to Baris and Namezu, to Kyle Omonde, who is a foreigner, even fighting more than those that are in need of the freedom. I want to say great thanks to you all. God bless you all, and mostly may God bless our Nation.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. You have spoken well. Let's take this call. These are mostly new callers, and that's what we ask for today. We're getting them. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. Give me your name and where you are, please.
Okay, hello. My name is Chigozie Prince Will Okonkwo. I'm from Alo Imo State, Biafra. I'm calling from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Kuala Lumpur is in Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yeah, the reason why I called is not just for any long issue, but I just want to remind of that man that just called you about, again, I don't even remember his name, again, about how many minutes ago. About what he said is correct, but why is he telling you that there is something you have to tell you later? What can he tell you here? This is public radio, you understand? And this is for the Biafra whole worldwide, everybody listening, you understand? Everybody could leave whatever he's doing to come and stand here, and he'll be busy telling you something at the back or anything, I don't know, but... Secondly, is I want to talk about what is happening in Nigeria, about the Igbo people there saying they are threatened. Maybe they are afraid of to say something, or maybe something could happen, and maybe if they say anything, something will happen and they'll get a consequence. Bro, I want to tell you something now. You know, in this Malaysia, there are so many people, because if you go to Malaysia and you see people, some people are suffering. They are suffering because they have a very good stuff in Nigeria, in their country, in their Biafra land. And they leave it to come to this country and so, but if you didn't get outside, you wouldn't know what is happening. When I was in Nigeria, I don't even know what is Biafra. But when I come here, I see the suffering and I remember what I have in my country. And I was asking them, what is happening in this world, sir? Tell them, bro, tell them, if they are afraid, if they are listening to this radio, I'm talking to them now. If you are listening to this radio, don't be afraid of to claim what is yours. Those people you are calling Aboki, they are using you as their slave, but you don't know. Don't be afraid to claim what is yours. We are strongly beside you. As in anything that is happening, if it is war, AK-47, I we are wondering, because I don't even know what they are doing. I don't know what they are. They don't even eat more than us. I don't even know what they have. They don't have money. They don't have anything. But I don't know what people are using us to play. And I've been in Nigeria. And then I'm in Nigeria. I'm not to go. I'm at the back. I can't even tell. I'm not going to. So I'm somewhat afraid. I don't know what to do except. But what I'm saying is that those people know Nigerian claim maybe they are afraid or anything. But tell them that we are strongly beside them. Nothing is happening. Whatever it is, we can stand it.
Okay, that is all I have to say. Of course, I accept what you're saying and thank you very much for that. We have another caller on the line also on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Jim Christopher Oloka. I'm from Azia here, a local government, Anambra State, Biafra.
Thank you.
Director, what I want to contribute is I would like us to keep that aside. That guy that just called from Germany said he has something to tell you. Since you are going to Germany, why not let us keep that aside? When you go there, hear me out first before we contribute or whatever.
Of course, yeah.
Let's keep that aside and move ahead.
Of course, of course. Confidential has to remain confidential. He said confidential. It's not everything that is revealed to the public. It's confidential, it's confidential. And we must hear him out. We have to listen to him. And thank you for that advice. It's been taken. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phone line. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. Hello? The caller on the phone.
Good evening, Bolan Nandi.
Good evening.
This is Eric Kemezi. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany. Please go ahead.
I want to make three comments about Rotimi Amaechi and Rotas Okorocha and the people of Ohanaeze Ndigbo. First, to start with, I can say that those people, these Ohanaeze Ndigbo, based on the statements they make and seeing how people react from outside, they are afraid. This guy that said something this guy that called from Munich saying that they have some other stories from Ohanaeze, that when you come, that you will stick together with you. I can say, I don't buy the idea. I will tell you something. Before people believe you, and before people believe you on every statement that you make, they see how you are. Before you deceive, when you talk with a small child, you understand, they will know your faith, they will know how. If you tell your child that you're a leader or something like that, how you behave with your people, how you behave to your child, that will make your child have more trust in you. Because if it's once the statement you are making, we know what people will know what is in your mind. I can say, before we trusted you and everybody is full of support, they know how eager you are and know what you can do. I can say, for the fact that Ohanaeze Ndigbo went to good luck, Jonathan, and don't even make any statement that's affecting the life of the Jonathan in the North. Every other thing, nobody will say something that it will believe you. They start with it is quite a shame that your own fellow brother that you are fighting against him, which is very, very bad, you call yourself a Christian and you go ahead telling people, deceiving other people in order to be against Jonathan. The only thing I will have to tell them that this is their own time and that our own time is not. We will fight and make sure that all these evil people, we cause them on the way. This is how I will say it. And I will say we will fully support anything that is going to happen. We will support and we will make sure that the evil that is going on in the life of in the land of Biafrana, we will conquer them and they will not exist no more. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Very, very much, please. You have spoken very well. We need to bring the program to an end. It's going to run for only 2 hours and a bit today. The reason being that we need to prepare for very early tomorrow to embark to go and see our people in Germany and hopefully in Sweden also, as well as France and Italy. Because we must make it abundantly clear to people that we have to go home. We are going home next year, 2014. This is Radio Biafra. We can't say something and not do it. Anything we say we're going to do, we must do it. So that is why we're going home. So we need to put people on notice, one-on-one, face-to-face. If there's any question you have to ask, now is the time to ask it. Tell us why we will not go home. Tell us why we cannot get up to 7 people from each of these countries. You people will sponsor them. If we have 7 people from Germany, Biafrans in Germany, we'll have to sponsor those people to come home with us to go and do a very important work for our restoration effort. We're not going to stay abroad. We have to go home to make sure that all the preparatory work is done before the revolution commences. We must revolt. This is not tea and champagne freedom fighting. There must be a revolution. The order must change. There must be a new order. So that anybody coming in the future to serve Biafra will know what we suffered. They will know how to behave, because if they don't behave, they will end up dead. We are not suffering, denying ourselves everything to build a Biafra that will be like Nigeria. It is impossible. Impossible. It can never happen. Before I go to Barrister for closing remarks, let us go to the coordinator's line, please. On the coordinator's line, we have somebody. Give us a name and where you are. And very briefly, please summarize your points so that we can bring this program to an end, please, if you may.
Thank you very much. This is Festus Nekwe, the PRO in the United Kingdom.
Thank you.
Can you hear me, sir?
Loud and clear. Go ahead. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I want to use this opportunity to thank and to greet our people, the Biafran people in the United Kingdom and all over the world. I'm very, very happy this evening, and I want to use this opportunity to remind our people in the United Kingdom that our meeting is coming up tomorrow at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church Hall, number 81 Evelina Road, Newhead, London. The postcode is SE153HL. The nearest station is Newhead train station, 7 from Peckham, and you stop at Evelina Road. Free parking is on the street. And the time of this meeting is 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. From North African time, Biafran time, the contact is 0740676607, which is our coordinator, Maazi Thomas Uchenna Onyema, and Mr. Ejike Onwumere, the host, on 0786505020. Please, I want to tell our people to make sure that they come to this meeting, as everybody can see that our game is, you know, on a heat moment, and we have to keep on, we have to do everything we can, we have to buckle up, we have to fasten our belt, we have to be ready to take on board. So I would like everyone to turn up on this meeting tomorrow. Unfortunately, I won't be, the PRO, which is myself, Festus, will not be around tomorrow. I will be going to Igbo meeting in Meeting King to advertise this struggle to our Biafran people there tomorrow. So I will not be around tomorrow. So, and I use this opportunity to beg every one of us to assist our coordinator tomorrow, because I won't be around in doing all the things that is necessary to be done tomorrow to make sure that all the meeting is successfully run. So I thank you very much for everything you are doing. Namundi, you are a very good man. You've been doing a very good job for us. And God will be with you and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. And I wish you a safe journey tomorrow.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. The work that our people are doing here in the United Kingdom is amazing. And we are very grateful, but we must take this call. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. We are making an exception for you. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, please, I'm Uche Sadat Menigwan. I'm from Omaha, Imo State, Biafra. I'm calling Angola.
From Angola, please go ahead.
Yeah, please, I just want to know if there is any place or any Biafra meeting here in Angola, because I don't know. Because I was once a Mozob member many years ago, but brother who is living in Russia just advised me about Radio Biafra that I've been listening. So I don't know if there is any place, Biafra meeting in Angola, for me to
get any, I need confirmation. Do we have, how strong is Angola? Karamonde, do we have people in Angola, please? I need update immediately in the next 10 seconds. What is happening in Angola? Do we have people there? How strong is Angola, if any? We have our brother here asking to be put in touch with our people in Angola. So we have your number, my dear brother. No, we don't. That is the answer. We don't have any formatted group in Angola. So you can start one yourself.
Okay.
You can start one yourself immediately. And then get hold of Ikechukwu Enyago or Karamonde, and then we take it on from there. Thank you very much for calling. Your number is here. Utashafo to Ikechukwu to make sure that every help and assistance you need is provided to facilitate the Angolan family to also join our worldwide global movement. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. God bless you. Thank you very much. Given that I'm going to Germany tomorrow, it didn't quite happen today as I had intended. We shall go and take this call. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are. Please, the caller on the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, this is Onyale calling from Germany.
Onyale, my apologies. I wasn't able to make it today due to circumstances that entirely overwhelmed me. It was an oversight on my part, and I'm entirely guilty because I should have been far more thorough, far more careful. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I will accept the apology, and the whole Germany, the Biafrans in Germany, we understand everything. I want to say that at this point in time, having gone so far, the Hanese Ndi was supposed to have known about our action, our struggle, the area we are going. We're supposed to have a representative in that forum to give us information, to share our views in that particular forum, so that whatever they are doing, even if they are going badly in any way, then our representative in their fold will bring them to the area we are going, so that there will be a rapport between us and them. Anyhow, we suspend every other discussion until you come, as our brother said. And I want to thank God for your coming is making many people to come out from their shelf this time around. In fact, I can say that since 2 or 3 days ago, people have been showing interest and identifying with the Biafrans in Germany. We are growing, we are swelling. In fact, we are too much now. And I want to thank the able, coordinative ability of our people around Germany. They are strong and they are really formidable, waiting for your coming. I thank you, Director, and waiting for you tomorrow.
I will be thank there. You. Thank you very much. You people, as I said before, if we wake up Germany in Europe, things will happen. Italy is another side as well. Even Spain. We are everywhere. And even United Kingdom is, they are stirring, but rather very quietly. UK is very strong, I must say. Our coordinator here is very, very strong, knows what he's doing, and we commend him for that. So we are coming up because there's a lot of work to do next year. It is the duty of all the Biafrans worldwide to support the volunteers that will be working at home. You must support them. Financially and otherwise. We don't want to commit ourselves on the ground and then you abandon us and run away and say you are planning something different. No. Please, you must support us. It's important. This is Radio Biafra once again. From tomorrow, by the special grace of Chukwu Abiamah, we shall be in Germany coming to you live and direct. But we must take this call because barrister will say to me, why didn't you take it? So I must take it. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Yes, my name is Enoch Chike Basemba. I'm friends with Equenche in Chicago, Illinois. And
yes.
You told me about your program. And where I'm from, sir, is from the Maywe South, Anambra State.
And where are you calling from now? Are you in Chicago?
I'm calling from Georgia, USA.
From Georgia, yeah, please go ahead. Go ahead. Georgia, yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. The reason I called, and the gospel can get a hold of you, if I want to give some blessed advice, I've already definitely done it with the Biafrans in Georgia, as well as the other Biafran Cliffside groups in Houston, Texas, that we definitely to use the U.S. political system for us politicians to definitely get them to understand the history of Biafra and the Biafran people. So that when the crisis really hits the full in next year and in 2015, no American representative say they don't know what's going on, but we're aware of the issues. When we have done our part to make sure they've been aware of the issues. I've also definitely sent an email, Facebook message to Carl, my name is Carl, M-U-N-D-Y.
Is it, Caramonde, Caramonde, yes.
Yes, to definitely, suggest her doing the same thing as far as getting hold of, political representatives in the UK, as well as, other white, persons, you know, churches and other people who walk with life to be aware of the issues going on in our homeland. So we can have a stronger support.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I welcome it. We have our people in Georgia. Uche Nnaji is in Georgia. Our dear brother, Martins Anusiem, is in Georgia, and so also is his lovely wife as well. So we have people in Georgia. I don't know what your number is. I would have put you in touch with them. But this number showing is 706. I don't know if this is Georgia number or not, because plus one didn't come out. So I'm wondering. Sorry?
Give my information to them. Yes, please, give my information to them. You know, like, I've already been in contact with two people who listen to Radio Biafra on a daily basis. And if there's others in Georgia, the more the merrier, so we can definitely...
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So what you need to do is to then write inbox Carol Monday, maybe by way of reminding her to prompt her to send you the details of our people in Georgia, so all of you can get together and make sure that the message of Biafra gets to all our people in that part of the world. Because come 2014, the help of everybody will be needed to prosecute this very campaign. This is not 1967, 68, 69, 70. We have moved on, and we must announce ourselves to the world in a very spectacular fashion. We must do so. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, my goal for our people, if I have one more, I won't take much of your time, sir, is definitely to work together and raise money, okay, as much as we can. We don't have billions of dollars, of course, but what we have is enough. We power God to make it happen.
Okay.
I didn't start it, but there may be something on the website there.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your call. I must thank you for your call. Thank you very much. And continue listening and continue speaking to your friends and to your family as well. Tell everybody around about Radio Biafra, because tomorrow we shall be coming all the way to you people live and direct from Germany. But not only that, we will also be simulcasting from our meeting in the UK. My very good friend, Eji Kemme, who is hosting us tomorrow, I am so saddened that I will not be there. As you can imagine, when we went to Dr. Uzokwe's house, I couldn't stop laughing. As you can imagine, kept us very, very busy till the early hours of the morning, and I enjoyed it. When Biafrans gather in the United Kingdom, it is different. We laugh, we joke, and we laugh a lot because we work so hard. So when we meet each other, we tend to relax. Eddie Kemen, my apologies live on the air to the whole world that I will not be present. I'll be there via a connection tomorrow, but I will not be there present. I will make sure that at some point in the future, that we do you the special honor of actually broadcasting from your living room. Please, you have done so well for this struggle. Your resilience, the way you talk about Radio Biafra, the way you preach Biafra with pomp and pride is a joy for us all to behold. So I must apologize to you that I'm not going to be there tomorrow, but Radio Biafra will take that same meeting tomorrow live to the whole world. UTMFO will be there, bringing our equipments as well to make. The only thing that will be missing is my presence, but every other thing will be there, my voice will be there, and every other arrangement we can bring to bear on such meetings will be there. The only thing missing will be my physical presence, because I will be with our people also in Frankfurt in Germany by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiam himself and no other. Barrister Mamesu was with me before. He came to me when I called on him. I don't know if he's still there now. Please, Barrister, could you please confirm your presence? Could you please confirm your readiness to bring this program to an end? Because the multitude of Biafrans and their friends all over the world, they are waiting.
Now that I'm here, and as I said to you, I'll always be here. If you want me to commence for the closure, I'll do so.
Please do.
If you want
please
to take
do.
More calls, I'll do so.
Please go ahead, Barrister. Go ahead. Very, very briefly, bring the program to a close, so I can at least get some sleep before I fall asleep on the stairs.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. Thank you for today's program. Thank you, because I know you're traveling tomorrow, and God will always be with you and guide you and make sure you return back to London safely and in good health. We thank all our brothers and sisters, on our friends, those who are interested in Biafran progress, and those who want the progress of Biafra, we thank all of you. We thank the new callers, the old ones, and those who are coming tomorrow. Of course, 6 o'clock is the time. May God bless all of you. We don't want Ohanaeze Ndigbo to represent us at all. For the Boko Haram Fulani Yoruba to visit Umahia, we are Director of Radio Biafra came from, is absurd. It's not something we should entertain. It's not something we should glamorize. It's something we should reject and reject its entirety. Director, we love you. We want you to go safely and come back safely. Thank you, Koran Karomande, for your continued support in Biafra restoration. God bless all of you. Good night.
And you too, Barrister. Thank you very much. Barrister Mamezu shall be there. So also will Uchemefo, as we continue to thank Uchemefo's wife and himself also, not only for their service to their country, but for the arrival of the new baby. And I'm very, very delighted that a lot of people have acknowledged what Uchemefo is doing for his country by showing their appreciation. We love you very much and your family for what you have done for your country. Your steadfastness and your resilience, we appreciate very much. Hopefully you will be at the meeting tomorrow. And please, Carol Monday, what is your view? Not your views anymore. Please, your closing remarks, because we have to close.
Yes, earlier, Director, you said about they catch the chickens by putting down a few grains of rice, and that is exactly what it feels like down there. They're catching the people, and then they're chopping their heads off. And that's how they're treating them, like chickens. Let's try and remember that 7% of that country has the money. So the rest of the country doesn't have money. I call it a country. They call it a nation. But somebody said tonight on the Facebook that without water, electricity, food, security, how can they call it a nation? They can't give that to the people. So how can they call it a nation? So if 7% have got the money, then what happens to the other 93%? At least 10% have Facebook or in some form of internet access via a phone. That leaves 90% of the people down there that are not in touch with us. They haven't heard the Radio Biafra voice unless somebody has sent them a CD for Christmas or has contacted them somehow. It's us here in diaspora that are hearing all the good word and contacting our relatives at home and spreading the word. And the word is being spread mouth to mouth on the ground. But they need to hear it. They really need to hear this word. They really need to hear the truth and honesty that comes out. The news that's hidden, that's masked, that the BBC doesn't tell you, that the Eurobuy services don't tell you. They need to hear it. They need to hear it for themselves. So they have a choice, because it's the people that are affected the most. Those in diaspora and those I myself are not really affected. Those down home are the ones that are losing their lives in this. So give them a choice. At least give them, you know, to have a view of their own, and that we have to give them. So please support that transmitter, support the aerial, the mast, everything. There's a lot of work to go down there. We have a lot of work to do to raise this nation. Please do not stop continuing supporting that. Go to you're on the page now listening to the broadcast. Go to the donate button and donate. If you're not in a group, you're not helping to fund, if you're not helping to support, you can donate. Please support this cause. It is very important that we have a few days left now to help them, and it's really important that we do this. And on that note, good night and God bless.
Thank you very much, and I'll follow on from what Karamonde said. There are three ways to support us. You can either use a debit or credit card by using the donate button. Go to PayPal. It's not very difficult. Key in the details of the card And of course, everybody knows PayPal, that the people that own eBay, so it's the most secure transaction network in the world you can ever imagine. If they can run eBay, then you can expect them to be judicious when handling your details. So you have nothing to fear. And we acknowledge everybody that has gone to PayPal to contribute money to Radio Biafra, to donate. We thank those that send us Western Union and also MoneyGram. We thank those that pay into Onurube account back home. Our account is almost finished. Everything is with the accountant. Very soon it will be published. You can go to the web. You can go to Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, British people, and pay them to download our account. But to everybody that has contributed, we'll mail you a copy of our account so you see how it is run. Because Radio Biafra is a registered business here in the United Kingdom and is bound by UK law to report every year the financial transactions of this very organization. So we're making it very clear. So when we say we are whiter than white, we know what we're talking about. When we say we are even whiter than snow, is to tell you that we know what we are doing. Please, 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 please. You must continue to support us. We have things to do starting from next year. We are not going to talk forever at a time, you know. Action has to speak slightly louder than words. You must help us to make that happen. Two types of people we want. You either volunteer yourself, your life to this struggle, or you donate to it. Not every month. You must contribute something at least every 2 weeks, consistently. Not just once every 6 months. Don't think that other people are doing it, because no, they are not. We are counting on you as well. It's not very difficult. You can contribute to us. Just go to PayPal and say, I want to make a donation or contribution to Radio Biafra. Use Radio Biafra telephone number only. Say, I want to send money to this number. It will get to us. Our transmitter, our men on the ground, our materials, our logistics, those things, they cost a hell lot of money. Trust me. They do. Unless you want us to go and steal, or you want us to abandon Biafra. Which one do you want? Take one. I'm going to Germany. I'm going to fly to Germany. We are relocating our international directorate back home next year, or a place close to home, let's put it that way. Ikechukwu Enyiago and a few other people will come with me. We are going to relocate to be closer to home, to be at home, to plan what is to come. We need your help. We need your help. I don't want us, we are in one place talking about the same thing year after year. Give us Biafra. All hail Biafra. And in the name of Jesus, Biafra will come. Mbanum. It's becoming too childish. We need to go back home. You don't know that is why they're killing us and no one is doing it, because we've not done anything. That is why. Anytime we start something, then people will then say, they're having a disagreement. Let's find out what is happening. We must bring this humiliation to an end. If you don't have the stomach for what is to come, you step away. You're not one of us. You go and ask your father who actually gave birth to you, because we are Biafrans. We trace our lineage to that very sceptred land. That very holy land they call Biafra is where I come from. It is where I was born, and that is where I will die. It is my home. We ask you to join us again tomorrow. Ask your friends to also do the same. You must help us. You must contribute. You must donate. You must get your friends to do the same. Because of what is to come. Or else we are finished. Think of those girls with their pregnancies. Who's going to marry them? All those girls. Will you like to marry a girl? Or would you like your daughter to give birth and then sell her baby? Put yourself in their position, or their parents, so to speak. Then you will appreciate the gravity of the problem. We are in a lot of mess, and it will take us to dig us out. Not those at home. With due respect to everybody at home, they are all corrupt. All of them, including my own father. I said to them, as long as you are at home, as long as you're seeing all these things happening, there is no way you can keep looking inside the hole, one day you won't fall into it. Everybody, I condemn all of them in the entirety. Oh, what you say, Mia? There's a way things are done here. KK say, how is it done? Where there is electricity and water? How? That is something we are discussing in secret. Yeah, would you go where they could not buy in secret? Our people are dying. If you don't love your country, I do. If you don't love Biafra, I do. I love Biafra. I'm very, very proud of Biafra. I'm a fanatic for Biafra. I am insane about Biafra. Mad about Biafra, my country. The same way they are about their country in England, in Scotland, in Wales, everywhere else on this earth. I have to be proud of where I come from. I thank God for having made me a Biafran. If they are coming into next life, I want to be a Biafran. Ana alo wa alo, achara me wonye Biafra. Mo wa mo wozo. We are the most civilized people on the face of this earth before our priests corrupted our way of life. And that is where we are going back to. Because Chukwu Abiam has determined that we should return to him. Biafra will remain our religion on this radio station, regardless of where we are, Frankfurt, in London, in Kuala Lumpur, in Bangkok, in Guangzhou, anywhere we are on this earth, 6 p.m. UK time, we must preach to you. Because that same Chukwu Abiam is our God. He will keep, sustain, and bless each and every one of you. But more importantly, this God will bless Biafra.
Rising sun, we love and cherish. We have vanquished our enemies. All hail Biafra. God bless Biafra. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. We shall